Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. On today's edition, I am catching up with Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer following their first of just three losses this season, coming at the hands of the Ames High Little Cyclones. And first off, coach, before we kind of get into the nitty-gritty of the game, nine straight wins coming into Tuesday night. A team that was 11-12 last season, a nine-game win streak dating back to the beginning of December. Talk about kind of some of the success your team has had before Ames and just that long stretch of wins to get to that point.
Yeah, for sure. Like, obviously, you win nine in a row, you're doing some things. I think the biggest change for us after we lost that second game of the year to Pella was just a refocused energy and effort on the defensive end, kind of making that our priority. And I think that kind of, along with us getting a little bit more comfortable with all of the actions we're running on offense, was kind of the catalyst for that nine-game winning streak. Funny that I say that, though, because the reason we lost last night is because we had our first, what I would say probably our first bad defensive night since the Pella game. So as quickly as it can come, it can all go away in a minute. And I think last night will be a good lesson in why it is so important that we lock in and we play good defense every night.
And Ames, number six now in 4A, they've got a lot of size. I talked to Tillman Popson after the game. It was something he said, that you knew that was an obstacle and going to be a difficult stretch coming into the game. What was kind of the game plan going in to kind of combat Ames's size advantage that they had? And how did you feel like that specifically was executed in that game?
Well, I didn't feel like their size bothered us a ton on the offensive end, maybe a little bit early. I thought, as I went back and watched film last night and this morning, we got a lot of good looks on offense. And our flow was good. So, obviously, with the Murak Dow going down in the second quarter, I thought that kind of was a golden opportunity for us. And to their credit, they really didn't miss a beat with him out there. Those other guys are big, strong, physical dudes, too. I thought where their size hurt us the most was on the offensive boards. We just, for whatever reason, several times, we couldn't get rebounds in crucial moments. I think the final score, we ended up losing by six, but I think we gave up more than 10 second chance points. So between the defensive lapses and the inability to rebound at key moments, we kind of made it extra difficult on ourselves.
And I mean, you guys were, within, I think they led at most by nine before the fourth quarter, within arm's reach. Close, kind of here and there, and then there was a 11-0 run, I believe, in the fourth quarter that Ames took. What were you kind of seeing there that first half of the fourth quarter where they started to pull away and kind of ultimately pushed you down far enough to where it was definitely going to be a tough mountain to climb to get back into it?
Yeah, I think we had tied it at 46, and then they called a timeout, and I think they went on an 8-0 run. And it just, like, a combination of they hit a shot, we had a turnover. It just kind of snowballed a little bit quickly, and then we were fighting uphill pretty quick, or pretty much the rest of the way. I was happy with our late game execution with some things that we haven't had a chance to do in a game in terms of some pressure at the end. We got a couple turnovers. I thought we got good quick looks offensively. Obviously, Tillman kind of caught fire there at the end, and that helps a little bit. But I don't think you either win or you learn. And I think that's kind of our goal, is we're going to use last night as a learning opportunity, because those are the teams that we want to be able to beat, and those are the teams we're going to have to beat as we get towards tournament time. So we'll use it to our advantage and hopefully get our guys' attention again with a few things and work on getting better.
Absolutely. And just one more on last night. That's a tough matchup, going to be a future conference opponent coming into the LHC soon here, but Ames just always a good basketball team and a lot of history there. Like you said, at the end of the game, there are a couple of traps and a few buckets to kind of chip away and play in that late game. you said your guys did a good job, didn't back down. I mean, what does that mean, coaching this team? You've talked about your goal to kind of tell these bigger schools, if you will, that Norwalk isn't a team that you can push around. And I think it's safe to say we saw some of that towards the end of the game for sure.
Yeah, I would agree. And I mean, I don't expect these kids to quit. They're battlers, and we've been battling all year, and they come to work every night. But you never really know how they'll respond to those situations. Like, I think it was pretty clear within the last minute and a half, things were going to have to be perfect for us to pull out a win. And despite that, like, every possession, we were still playing as hard as we could. We were trying to get traps. We were trying to get steals. And I just appreciated that from them. I you know, sometimes it's easy. You watch games on TV all the time where you don't always see that. And I was happy with the fight. And I just thought it gave us a great opportunity to do some things in a live game action that it's hard to replicate in practice. So I thought that part of it could end up being kind of a blessing in disguise here down the road.
Again, we're talking to Coach Aaron Pelzer of the Norwalk boys basketball team on today's Lely Radio Sports page. And Coach, just a few more moving on. Friday, Pella, a ranked team in 3A. Between 3A and 4A, it's your third of three consecutive ranked opponents. And you fell to them early in December, which was your second loss of the season. And I think it's safe to say, and we've talked about it a little bit, you guys were defensively a little bit different as a team then. Talk about maybe some of the improvements you've seen and then what you kind of are looking at for that matchup on Friday.
Yeah, obviously that's a huge one. I think we're tied for first place in conference. Obviously they own the tiebreaker over us, but whoever wins that's kind of in the driver's seat. So it's obviously a huge game. I know both teams will be ready to play. I just feel pretty confident we are a completely different basketball team than we were in game two. Not only from kind of an execution standpoint, but from an understanding what it takes to win varsity basketball games standpoint. I actually think losing last night, we will get our attention and get us focused on the right things for Friday. And then obviously that doesn't make it any easier. We're still going to have to go out and beat a really good basketball team.
Your leading scorer, Tillman Popson, just a junior, he's been atop of the conference in scoring for a decent part of the season. We've talked to him a little bit just about the success of the team and what he's providing and the leap he's taken. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen from him, the improvement there, and really what I gather to be just a really mature and smart basketball player as well as a really great scorer.
Yeah, his scoring this year is unreal. I think the rest of the coaches and I every night were like, shoot, he had 27 again and only missed four shots. Just the efficiency with which he's doing it. I still think he's doing a great job of mixing up, being aggressive and setting up teammates. You'll watch, if you watch the film closely and watch the games closely, there are still four or five, six times a game where he's finishing a drive with a kick to a wide open shooter. And that's what good basketball is. But you'll be hard pressed. I would be willing to bet that if you looked at the top 10 leading scorers in the state, of in class 4A specifically, his shooting percentages are better than almost all of them. He's shooting like, I think 56% from the field, 46% from three, and 87% from the free throw line. Those are unheard of numbers. Like, those are post player shooting numbers. I think we knew Tillman was going to be a really, really good player. I think the biggest thing that we've been able to do this year is I know he put in a ton of work in the off season. But it seems like his first couple of years, there's always been injuries that have kind of hampered him. Ankle injuries that kind of linger for the year and slow him down. And I think he's just really, really benefiting not only from the work that he's put in, but also from the health that he's experiencing at this point. Knock on wood. We don't want any of that changing.
Knocking on wood as we speak. Finally, Coach, just one more for you. Anything to leave us with before we see you on Friday? Again, a big matchup against Pella for number one in the conference.
No, I mean, obviously, the only concern or thought I have about it is when you look at the weather forecast, whether or not it'll happen or not. I know with all that cold weather, there's already been a few grumblings as to what to do, whether it'll happen, whether we'll have school. So we'll prepare like we're going to play, and if we don't, we'll have to figure out when we can fit it in.
We'll do. We'll take it as it comes. Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today. And that's Coach Aaron Pelzer on the Norwalk boys basketball team on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Thanks again, Coach, once more for your time.
Yep. Have a good one.